Well, a man here who's going to make himself a bit of a mortgage on the number three shirt for the Taika New South Wales Waratahs is a man who's already tasted Super Rugby glory, also played for the Qantas Wallabies. His name is Patrick Ryan, of course. Back to the future for Pat, back here at the New England Neutral National Rugby Camp, and it just never fails to not inspire, doesn't it, man?
No, it's great to be back here. I mean, it's a really well-run camp, and I think everyone involved should really thank New England Mutual Credit Union, and I think the Schmooters, the work they've done has been exceptional, you know, and they were running it when I came, so really pumped to be back here, spend the afternoon and then do the sponsors dinner tonight. Really looking forward to just getting involved, come up with a couple of young blokes from the Waratahs in Henry Clooney's Ross and Tom Robertson, and good to have the boys out here showing them what we do in the community as New South Wales Waratahs, which is something we're really proud to do and proud to be a part of. So, and yeah, they're taking it like a duck to water. You know, they're good boys, and they work extremely hard. So,
got to keep your eye on this fella called Thomas, though. He looks like he might be a reasonable sort of opponent for your shirt. So, might be something you'll have to look out for. But you'll be looking to take over from Kipps, and signing that contract as an extension last year is fantastic. But there's a bit of bitterness in it. Weren't able to turn up for the semi-final after having a sensational season once again, and that's got to really burn in the guts, because you see Otago winning it, and they win it from fourth or fifth, and you sort of wondered how they possibly got to the sixth when Waratahs had yet another ripping season throughout the home and away.
Yeah, a few questions there to answer. I mean, I think firstly, Tom Robertson is a great prospect for Australian rugby. He's a really good player, a guy who plays at my own club at Sydney University, and played for the Stars in the NRC, and I've seen him come through. We went to Joey's as well, which we went to school. He's a good player. And yeah, like I said, really good with the community stuff, as is Henry. Second question, look, definitely a bit of a burning desire, you know, like it didn't taste great going out in the semi-final last year, and we weren't happy with that. None of the boys enjoyed that at all, and it has left a burning desire, and certainly the way we've trained, and I think the way the Wallaby boys have in particular have trained since coming back from their loss at the World Cup final, it showed there's a lot of hunger around the place. And then you mix that in with a bit of hunger from young guys like Henry and Tom, who are going to get their opportunity this year to try and impress the coaches. We've got a pretty hungry group, which is what you want. You want people who are striving for success and are willing to do whatever it takes to get there. The pre-season's been good and things are shaping up well. But everyone's always having their best pre-season ever, so we're not too concerned about that at the moment. We're just making sure that we're doing the work well and getting the kilometres in the legs.
Yeah, well, with 38 man squad, it's great to see that Matt Lucas has got a shot back into it. Of course, replacing Brendan, he's had a couple of great seasons for the Manly Marlins, even though they've been able to win the title. Also, Jed Holway is doing his apprenticeship. You know, he might have to have another year under Watcliffe, but might just make him more hungry for that number 8 shirt. Of course, missed out on the World Cup, injury and the like. You know, World Cup's come and gone. He had another bit of taste, a bit of defeat, you know, sort of for 2015, but should really steel you up to make sure you have massive, you know, not only this season, but for the next 3 or 4 to make sure you nail down the spot. And you'll have some competition not only with Thomas, but also Benny Robinson as well, who missed out, and Ben Alexander from the Brumbies as well. So they're going to be really keen to go after that number 3 shirt that Kepps has left behind.
Firstly, there will be a lot of competition for all positions. And that, you know, the focus at the moment is getting through the pre-season. Getting as fit as possible. I think there's going to be big opportunities for a lot of young blokes coming through, you know, big opportunity. I think we'll see positions that have opened up, like we've seen guys like Adam, Brendan leave, we've seen Kepps leave, Jacques Boggetta leave. It's going to be a lot of opportunity there. I think in particular it's good to see Matty Lucas come back. He's a guy that, in terms of being a bloke, he's loved around the club. And ironically, he's back filling in the spot vacated by Brendan McKibben, and the irony of that is that they're best mates or very good mates. So, yeah, I mean, it's great. It's great to have Bluey, we call him. Great to have Bluey back in there. He's everyone's mate. And, I mean, it's great to see Cliffy come back in as well through unfortunate circumstances. You know, hamstring injury, the World Cup. He can't go over and do his thing in Japan, but we'll take him any way he comes. I think wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot more of Jed Holloway this year. You know, guys like Jed and Jack Dempsey and stuff, it's certainly going to be pushing for spots in that back row spot. Another young guy we've got coming through is Brad Wilkin, who's come out from Queensland. So there's a lot of young guys out there trying to stake their claims. So that's an exciting part of our squad at the moment. For me, I mean, that's pretty crap, but you got to move on from it. I mean, you can't really get hung up in that. I think I dealt with that last year, had a good little training block and then had a nice little holiday away and came back and got back into it, and nothing makes you want to play footy more than having to run lots of kilometres, which we've had to be doing in training. So, yeah, maybe I don't do fitness for life like some other athletes, and can really enjoy getting back into footy in 3 weeks' time against the Brumbies down in Wagga.
Yeah.